Now, one of the most successful Greek settlements in Anatolia was the coastal city of Miletus. Now, today, this site is totally landlocked because over time, the river that runs past Miletus, the Meander River, has brought silt from the coastal mountains that filled the shallow shoreline around the city. Now, in antiquity, Miletus occupied a long peninsula that stretched into the Aegean. It had four harbors. But today you wouldn't know that. When you visit the site, it stands on a spur of land in the middle of farmed fields. But in antiquity, those fields were water. Now, the fact that it had four harbors made the city ideally suited to trade and commerce. And that's what made Miletus so important. Now, Miletus, that's the name we call it today, and that's what the Greeks called it. But Miletus may well be the same place that is mentioned in Hittite texts of the second millennium BC. They call the place Miluwanda, but the name Miluwanda is not that distant from Miletus. And so it appears that Miletus was an important city in the Bronze Age. And in fact, excavations at Miletus have uncovered early remains from that period. So this city goes way back. But sometime, perhaps in the 11th century, Greeks came and took over the city and refounded it. Now, there's a myth about the foundation of Miletus. We're told that a man named Neleus, who was the son of the king of Athens, founded Miletus about 1100 BC. And according to the story, he and his colonists killed the male inhabitants of the town and married their widows. And this may well be a realistic representation of what happened when the Greeks migrated to Anatolia about 1100 or 1000 BC. As we'll see, in later periods, Miletus and Athens enjoyed very, very close ties. They had a very strong relationship.